He didn't worry about them taking him down with blasters. Swoop bikes were notoriously unstable, and at high speeds, even the most experienced riders needed both hands to maintain control. But if they were reckless enough, they could try ramming him with their own swoops to force him into a crash.
"Navigation, overlay for current location," he whispered.
And the HUD in his left eye implant responded by superimposing a map of the surrounding area over his vision. The blue dot signifying his location was moving too quickly across the map for Theron to look for shortcuts, so he plotted a course through the main thoroughfares. He doubted his pursuers would do the same.
The swoop he took was improperly balanced, and it would take a while for him to get a true feel for the bike.
He banked hard around a corner, struggling to hold the line as the swoop tried listing to the left. Throwing his weight in the opposite direction, he managed to stay upright, but the awkward move cost him speed. Glancing back over his shoulder, Theron saw only one gang member in pursuit. Alarms went off in his head, and he focused on the map overlaying his vision. He saw the side alley on the map a split second before it appeared to his left, giving him just enough time to throttle back. The early deceleration allowed Theron to narrowly avoid a collision as the second rider shot out of the alley just in front of him in an attempt to knock him off his swoop. Theron dived down and to the left, the sharp change of direction overstressing the stabilizers on the misbalanced vehicle. Instead of fighting to stay upright, though, he leaned into it and hammered the accelerator, pushing the swoop into a tight barrel roll that took him under the rider who'd cut in front of him. The kid following wasn't able to mimic Theron's move. The only way he could avoid ramming into his partner was by slamming the emergency brakes, stalling the engine as the other two swoops raced ahead and left him behind. The spaceport was only a few kilometers away, well outside the territory of the rider's gang. With his friends no longer in the picture, Theron figured his pursuer just needed a little more encouragement to give up the chase. He released the grip of his right hand as he grabbed the blaster on his hip. The swoop bucked and swayed as soon as he let go, but now that he was used to the idiosyncrasies of the machine, Theron managed to maintain control long enough to turn and fire a pair of quick shots at his pursuer. The bolts went nowhere near their target. Flying a swoop bike with one hand was a feat in itself. Holding it steady enough to accurately aim was nearly impossible. Regardless, the bolts had the desired effect. The other rider decided he'd had enough and veered off, ending the pursuit. Theron slowed his vehicle and slapped his blaster back into its holster, struggling to keep the swoop online the entire time. Once he had two hands on the handles again, he took it back up to full speed for the rest of the journey. He arrived at the spaceport less than a minute later, bringing the swoop in for a landing near the main doors leading into the hangar bays where Tefith and her crew had docked their ship. A small crowd was milling around outside the entrance. Curious, Theron tapped an agitated-looking Sulliston on the shoulder.
"What's going on here, friend?"
"Ugly business," the Sulliston replied in his native tongue. "Hut business."
"Which hut? Morbo?"
Theron asked in basic. He had a bad feeling he already knew the answer. The Sulliston shrugged.
"Don't know. Armed men show up. Tell everyone in base 7 through 12 to clear out. I don't ask questions."
The distinctive sound of a heavy repeating blaster rang out from inside the hangar. The crowd collectively flinched and took a few steps back, leaving a clear path for Theron as he ran inside.